This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2179, You're an Expression of Greatness, and Stepping into the Arena, both by Audie Redzik of audieredzik.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you from blogs or articles that I think can help you optimize your life. Two articles today, actually, both from Audie Redzik. So with that, let's get right to them as we optimize your life. You're an Expression of Greatness by Audie Redzik of audieredzik.com. I've been silent for a few weeks because I've been grieving. A very dear friend of mine died by suicide at the end of August, only a week after his 60th birthday. As you can imagine, it came as a shock. None of us knows when the end will come or how. He was a sweet, kind, and loving human being. He was also incredibly successful as a businessman and a community leader, generous, creative, and bold, and beloved by many, including his partner of nearly 40 years. But the external success didn't translate into inner peace. It never does. While there is a world to conquer outside of us, there's also a universe within. Only when the inner universe has come together will the outside world do the same. My reaction to this loss was to get angry, to shut down. That's a natural response. I also had a lot of questions, mainly why? How come I haven't done more to help him? All this was especially jarring because only 2.5 months earlier, I wrote about suicide. I also talked to him about it. We had both been there. He thanked me for being courageous and talking about my own experience with suicidal thoughts. Not in a million years did I think he could ever be next. Why? Depression, as he shared in the last letter he wrote to his partner, is like a dinosaur sitting on your heart. Sometimes you see no way out, he'd said. While I believe there is always a way out, and I hope you do too, and will seek out help should you ever need it, and keep seeking it out until it arrives, I also came to accept that my friend's life had to end this way. During his funeral service, I came to understand that he had emptied himself of all possibility. He had nothing else left to give, and it was time to go. His life and death have left much wisdom, so I wanted to share a few drops of it with you. The most important task in life is to work on yourself. If you're suffering, don't ignore it. If you're numb, don't ignore it. If something isn't right, don't ignore it. There's no shame in imperfection or in suffering. Indeed, our purpose on this earth is to advance, grow, and perfect ourselves. Ask for help, and don't stop asking until it arrives. Sometimes it takes time before an answer appears, but it will appear. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Even if healing takes years, it's worth it. Be patient with yourself and with life. All will reveal itself in good time. Love is always and forever the best answer. Tell people whom you love that you do so and mean it. One of the ways his premature departure was made easier for me is because I had told him only weeks before how much he meant to me. Live authentically and joyfully. 1/3 of people will love us no matter what. 1/3 will hate us no matter what. 1/3 will be indifferent. That first third is what matters. Acceptance is how we find peace. While we all wish things were different, we were different, the cards were dealt differently to ease suffering, we have little choice but to accept what is before us. It may hurt, and that is okay. Time heals all sadness, especially in times like these, when we know that those who are no longer with us are smiling from among the stars. Never forget that whether you believe in God, energy, universe, or whatever, you came here for a reason. You are an expression of greatness. And regardless of your circumstances, never forget that you're worthy and deserving of endless, unconditional, and everlasting love. Demand it. Stepping into the Arena by Audie Redzik of audieredzik.com. It was September 2014. I just moved into my new place when a package arrived. My heart began racing. That's it. It's here. The moment I held a copy of my first book, Own It, was incredibly moving. It had a tear-jerking effect. Who am I kidding? I was stunned. I did this? My face is on the cover of this book? A childhood dream realized. Whenever we truly pour our heart and soul into something, whether it's a business venture, a transformative cause, a book, or another expressive endeavor, we put ourselves out there. We feel raw, vulnerable, and feel like standing on thin ice. Is the ice gonna break? Are we gonna fall in? What will others think of us? Are we gonna succeed? what is success anyway? I was a different person then, but the book is still a great read. I'm not sure how, I always figured that it might not age well. I guess it did. I'm very proud of it, perhaps even more so today than 4 years ago. I've grown to appreciate its value, both the content and the writing. I've recognized the amount of courage, struggle, and work, and music and wine, that went into creating that little handbook of life. And looking back, I realized that doing it is what success is all about. Success in life is showing up, stepping into the arena, and daring greatly. Even if we lose, even if we fail, yes, even when we fail. I have no way of really controlling whether someone buys a copy of my book, or even more so, whether they read it, review it, or tell others about it. But I have every control over writing it. That I can do. It is the same with other things in life. It is in our power to build a business, fight for a cause, love someone endlessly, move to a different place, pursue music lessons, build a house, paint a picture. Whether our desired version of success is reflected back at us or not, well, what does that have to do with us? The success is to be found in not letting fears stop us. Yes, we will get hurt. Yes, we will fail. Yes, we will struggle. But what is worse, spending life on the sidelines or going into the arena and giving it a try and doing it over and over and over again? If I am honest with you and myself, I was terrified to put that book out there in 2014. 150 wonderful people in Pennsylvania paid to come listen to me and buy copies. Also nervous at that launch that I couldn't tie my tie properly. Nothing to save the fact that the copies that arrived for sale had a mistake on the cover and I couldn't do anything about it either. But guess what? It happened. The dream was realized. The book still sells. And I went into the arena. What's the success? The product, people's responses, or that I showed up and did it? Hope you can think about this idea of showing up in your own life. You just listened to the post titled, "You're an Expression of Greatness," and "Stepping into the Arena," both by Audie Redzik of audieredzik.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. I'm going to keep this ending short for the weekend. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.